Today was one of those days that I really wished I still had my show. Good morning or good afternoon or whatever time of day you choose to listen to this. It's Nicole Sandler with you. And well, you know, now that I'm doing the show from home, I'm not going to worry. That's Sasha and Pooh barking in the background, but we'll just deal with them for now. All right. It's one of those days. You know, it is election day, primary day here in South Florida, and the schools are closed. So I got off to a bit of a late start today. Well, because I didn't have to get up to take Allison to school. So I slept in. Yeah, because it was a late night last night up watching the convention, the first night of the convention again. Man, what a time to lose my radio show. But that's okay, because I have this outlet, and I thank you for the emails and the phone calls and all the support. I'm overwhelmed and, quite honestly, really humbled. So, well, thank you for joining in. Thank you for participating, as always. And here we go. I want to comment on Teddy Kennedy. How amazing was it? You saw him get up there and speak, and I didn't notice until he left the stage last night the area in that shock of white hair that had been shaved. And you think what he went through to be there last night. And apparently, the media was told that Ted Kennedy's speech was going to last 4 minutes. I guess they were trying to give him the benefit of the doubt and know that his stamina is not what it was, and his energy level might not be there. But he went on quite a bit longer. And you know what? If I had our three-hour show, and we'll get there. I'll get back to Teddy Kennedy maybe later today, maybe later this week. We'll get there. But today, I want to talk about Michelle Obama and what an amazing speech she delivered last night. I don't know about you, but I certainly teared up. And this morning, as I was recording the audio of the speech so I could play some sound bites from it, I teared up again. I was proud at that moment to listen to her and watching that family up there and those two little girls and daddy showing up on the screen at the end. I thought, what a beautiful first family this will be. Wow.
And Barack and I were raised with so many of the same values. Like, you work hard for what you want in life. That your word is your bond. That you do what you say you're going to do. That you treat people with dignity and respect, even if you don't know them and even if you don't agree with them. And Barack and I set out to build lives guided by these values and to pass them on to the next generation, because we want our children and all children in this nation to know that the only limit to the height of your achievements is the reach of your dreams and your willingness to work hard for them.
You're listening to Michelle Obama last night and thinking, can Cindy McCain do that? I don't see it. I'll watch next week. I'll try to give her the benefit of the doubt. But I was so impressed last night. There were so many high points of Michelle's speech last night. I'll post the video from her speech. So if you didn't see it, or if you want to see it again, it's going to be right there for you on my blog at radioornot.com. All right. But here are a couple of the high points. Last night when she started, well, the first moment during her speech last night that hit me right where I live as a mother who thinks about my little girl first thing in the morning and last thing at night.
And I come here as a mom whose girls are the heart of my heart and the center of my world. They're the first things I think about when I wake up in the morning and the last thing I think about before I go to bed at night. Their future and all our children's future is my stake in this election.
And we've all heard, you know, Michelle Obama, how beautiful was that, right? We've all heard that she's not the biggest Hillary Clinton fan. And, you know, as a protective spouse, I can understand why. But, you know, she gave Hillary her due.
People like Hillary Clinton. Who put those 18 million cracks in that glass ceiling so that our daughters and our sons can dream a little bigger and aim a little higher. People like Joe Biden, has never forgotten where he came from and never stopped fighting for folks who work long hours and face long odds and need someone on their side again. All of us driven by the simple belief that the world as it is just won't do, that we have an obligation to fight for the world as it should be. And that is the thread that connects our hearts. That is the thread that runs through my journey and Barack's journey and so many other improbable journeys that have brought us here tonight, where the current of history meets this new tide of hope. And you see, that is why I love this country.
And Joe Biden sitting there last night, just watching so proudly, right? It was a wonderful, wonderful moment and a great start to this convention. I wish I were there. Had I known what was coming, I probably would have made every effort to be there. But I was working for a company who didn't want to send me, and such is life, right? But I, not having to wake up at 4 o'clock in the morning now, I can watch every moment of it. I can record it. I can bring you the highlights and talk about it with you. Now, in the next coming days, I'm going to set up a phone number so I can get your calls at any time of the day. You can listen to the podcast. You can call in, and I'll be able to take your recorded comments and use them on future episodes. All right? And we'll get to the point where hopefully we can set up a time when I'll do this show live and you can call in. But I'm taking it one day at a time, as they say. All right. Back to Michelle last night. Again, this morning, as I was watching the video and recording the audio so I could play you some clips from Michelle's speech, the end of it, it just, again, the tears welled up in my eyes, and I know I wasn't alone.
And in the end, after all that's happened these past 19 months, see, the Barack Obama I know today is the same man I fell in love with 19 years ago. He's the same man who drove me and our new baby daughter home from the hospital 10 years ago this summer, inching along at a snail's pace, peering at us anxiously through the rearview mirror, feeling the whole weight of her future in his hands, determined to give her everything he'd struggled so hard for himself. Determined to give her something he never had, the affirming embrace of a father's love. And as I tucked that little girl in, and her little sister into bed at night, you see, I think about how one day they'll have families of their own, and how one day they and your sons and daughters will tell their own children about what we did together in this election. They'll tell them how this time we listened to our hopes instead of our fears. How this time we decided to stop doubting and to start dreaming. How this time, in this great country where a girl from the south side of Chicago can go to college and law school, and the son of a single mother from Hawaii can go all the way to the White House, that we committed ourselves to building the world as it should be. So tonight, in honor of my father's memory and my daughter's future, out of the gratitude for those whose triumphs we mark this week and those whose everyday sacrifices have brought us to this moment, let us devote ourselves to finishing their work. Let us work together to fulfill their hopes, and let's stand together to elect Barack Obama, President of the United States of America. Thank you. God bless you, and God bless America.
And then came the moment. At the end of the speech, the little girls came out, Malia and Sasha. Are they beautiful children or what? And then Barack showed up on the screen, where he was sitting at a home in Kansas City watching his wife speak. along with this family in Kansas City. I heard all the commentators on MSNBC talking about how this couldn't possibly have been scripted. And if you have a 7-year-old, you know they're going to do what they want. But again, made me proud in thinking, now that's what a first family should be.
Hi, Daddy!
Hey, sweetie! Hello, everybody. Hello from Kansas City. How about Michelle Obama? Now you know why I asked her out so many times, even though she said no. You want a persistent president. Hey, Michelle,
hi, Daddy.
You were unbelievable.
Thank you.
Also look very cute.
Thank you.
That's Sasha.
And listen, I'm here with the Gerardo family here in St. Louis. This is Jim and Alicia, and like us,
hi, Gerardo, they've got family.
Daughters. We've got Lindsay, and we've got Hannah, and we've got Grace over here. And they've just been wonderful hosts. The whole time that we've been watching.
Daddy, what city are you in?
I'm in Kansas City, sweetie. And Malia, Sasha, how do you think Mom did?
I think she did good.
All right. I think so, too. Well, listen, I want you guys to look after the girls. Look after Mommy. Before I get there, and I'll see you guys on Thursday, all right?
I love you, Daddy.
Love you guys.
Love you.
Sleep tight.
Bye-bye.
Love you.
Love you, Daddy.
Love you, sweetie. You're great.
Wow. So after that wonderful show of family, it made me think of a moment earlier in the day watching the convention coverage on MSNBC. You know, I think the reason I've gotten this outpouring of support from former radio listeners is because I wasn't afraid to share with you my thoughts, my honest thoughts, my honest emotions, my life. And last night, I'm watching MSNBC, and before the actual convention was convened, Keith Olbermann threw it to their newest correspondent, Luke Russert, Tim Russert's son, who was their, quote, youth correspondent. And I was watching Luke do his report with a sense of pride. I felt like a proud mother watching this little boy get his wings, you know. I was a fan of Tim Russert's, and I cried openly when he died. I had had some contact with him when I was just a youngin in radio. I worked at WMCA in New York, a talk station in New York, and Mario Cuomo was the governor of the state. And one of my responsibilities was producing a monthly call-in show with Governor Cuomo, a statewide call-in show. And I would sit in the control room and screen the phone calls coming in. And one of Governor Cuomo's aides sat there with me, working with me on what calls we'd take. And that was a young Tim Russert. And I don't remember, Governor Cuomo came to that station with, with a whole entourage. I couldn't tell you the name of any other person who was with him, but Tim Russert stuck with me. I knew that this guy was something special. And I know among the listeners, there are some critics who thought he was conservative, who thought he was a Republican in disguise. I never got that feeling at all. People who didn't know his background may have thought that. His colleagues at NBC said that the thing that they loved about him was you never knew who Tim Russert was going to vote for. You didn't know his political leanings because he was a journalist. Regardless, we lost, I think, a treasure in Tim Russert. But we met his son, Luke, who apparently his colleagues have known his whole life. And so Keith Olbermann, after Luke Russert's report yesterday, came back and he had this smile on his face. And I knew that smile. I know it because I see it on my face when I'm proud of something that Allison does. All right. And then, you know, but he let it go. He didn't say anything. He just took a professional handoff from a colleague on the air at MSNBC. But then Keith Olbermann went to Tom Brokaw, who had that same smile on his face. And I saw it. And then Keith Olbermann said to Brokaw, I see that smile. I know what it is. And I feel it too. And I just felt for a moment like we were all there, you know, that it was part of this family. And maybe that's why I enjoy watching MSNBC. Partially because, well, they present everything in the same light that I see it. Well, not everything. Again, we still have Joe Scarborough in the morning. And I hadn't watched Scarborough, obviously, because I'd been on the air at that time. But and now I've seen him for the last couple of days. And all right, so they have Joe Scarborough. But they're leaning in the right direction. They have Olbermann. And they have Rachel Maddow now with her own show. But anyway, I had to comment on that moment. Because that's what I think this is about. We don't want automatons giving us commentary. We want real people. And I felt as if we were allowed in on a bit of humanity in that exchange between Keith Olbermann and Tom Brokaw and Luke Russert last night. And me, well, you've got me here for better or for worse, I suppose. If you choose to listen, because I know that listening to the Radio or Not podcast is going to take more effort than just turning on your radio in your car or your home. But not a whole lot more. And as we progress in this technological world in which we live in 2008 and beyond, this, the podcasting or the webcasting or the internet radio is going to become much more accessible and easier to get. And right now, honestly, if you have an iPhone, you got me in your car. You can stream internet radio in your car. If you've got an iPod and you have iTunes at home, you can subscribe to the podcast. Just search for Nicole Sandler or Radio or Not in the podcast section of iTunes, and you can subscribe. Again, I really appreciate you making the extra effort to be able to listen to what I have to offer. Hopefully it's something worthwhile, and it'll only get better as time goes on. So thanks for listening. I'll give myself a little commercial here. If you have any old videotapes that need preserving, because they do, you know, they fade and they deteriorate. If you have old photos that you want to preserve, or if you want to take your old family memories and turn them into something beautiful that you can share with your family members and future generations to pass down the family stories, I hope you'll check out legacyvideoproductions.com. All right, and allow me to help you on that front. I'm Nicole Sandler. I'll be back with you either later today or certainly tomorrow morning here at Radio or Not. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.